here we are back in the station, in the studio, speaking to you and inviting you to ask the Lord to tell you what he wants you to give for the sustenance of the WCNO broadcast ministry. And we have a new matching funds challenge that we've begun working into. $1,500 from the Snook Fisherman, dear brother in Christ, very faithful man of God, and has been with us, journeyed with us for several years now in supporting this ministry. And so this gift is $1,500, and we're seeking to wrap it up at 10:30. We're not sure if we'll have a program between now and then, we're just, Karen's acute sense of timing has been that we've again gone to her for that giftedness, and it's the 10:30 a.m. finish time for this matching funds challenge was uttered by her.
I don't know how I was bestowed that honor.
Well, I think it came down to Jonathan asked you what you thought about it, and you very confidently issued a time for a matching funds challenge.
True.
And then everybody else witnessed to that, and there was a done deal. From then on, you became the oracle for matching funds challenge end times. Not the end times we read about in the Word of God, right. By the way. That we don't know when that is, but we can tell you the end times for this particular fundraiser matching funds challenge is 10:30. So give us a call. And Karen, I'm going to ask you, since you're on a wisdom roll here, to give us the phone number to call and other means of giving to WCNO.
Yes, you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you would like to make a text donation, you can do that by texting WCNO to 24365. And you can also go to the website, WCNO.com. You can make a pledge or a donation there at the website. On that homepage, you'll see a little blue, we call it a button. I guess it's a button.
Could be.
It's, even though it's, you know, you can't push it with your hand.
Well, but there's a visual, when you click it, there's a visual push.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you've pushed the button, you know. Add to the reality of the moment.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, there's a blue button there that says donate. And there's also in the line that tells you everything, programming and all the other stuff, there is one that says donate here as well. So, you can go there and make your pledge or donation. And incidentally, if you have a prayer request, you know, we love praying for your needs.
Definitely.
That's what we're here for, to lift up the body of Christ. You know, the station preaches the gospel 24/7 in one way, shape, or form, you know, through music, through programming. And, you know, we're part of the body of Christ. You're part of the body. And we need to lift each other up and believe God's best for the family.
Hmm.
So if you have a prayer request, you can use that prayer request form. And you can also use that form if you have a testimony. You know, we love to hear from you. If WCNO has blessed you, even just one time, if something happened, you know, maybe you were driving down the road and you flipped the station and WCNO came on. And, you know, if the Lord blessed you, we'd love to hear about that. Even if you came to the Lord through the station, you know, maybe you're listening and one of the programs that was on, Charles Stanley or Adrian Rogers, you know, we heard from Louie and then our brother Brian, both of them, you know, the programming was an instrumental part in their early time when they came to the Lord. And so if you came to the Lord through WCNO, or if the station has blessed you with programming, we would love to hear about that. So you can use that prayer request form for that as well.
That's right. And right now, though, if you want to call in a gift, the number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You mentioned Adrian Rogers, and of course, they haven't been on the air with us for a while.
Yeah.
And that was not our doing, by the way. That was the leadership of the ministry that continues to produce his programs. I always enjoyed listening to him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided to pull their programming, and the reasoning they gave us was they weren't hearing enough from our listeners as to determine if there's any support mm-hmm. for the program. And so that was kind of unfortunate. We had many of our listeners, we called in upset about it, as I can appreciate, and we gave them a number to call to talk to the Adrian Rogers people about getting him back on the air, but apparently right. that their decision is final.
And we do have a phone number for them, so if you're one of those people that really used to enjoy listening, we can give you that phone number, and you can call them and let them know how you feel about not being able to hear it on WCNO.
But that does raise a point, and let me give the number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We still have $1,500 in this matching funds challenge, which is as yet unscathed. No one has sent in to reduce that. When you enjoy a program, why don't you go on the website or send a letter or somehow let those people know you enjoy it and tell them what the station is you're listening to. Because sometimes these programmers look to see how many radio stations are being reported that their program is being heard on. And when they sit down to decide who they're going to chop, in terms of their program, it's going to be the stations they have heard very little of from or nothing. And we know we always enjoy the programs. I don't think it's within our nature to reach out to them and tell them we're listening, we enjoy it, how much we've been blessed, and what radio station we're hearing on it. But it's important to do that, especially today. Recently, we had heard, and we told you, although some of you may not have heard this, Joyce Meyer... getting a lot of sidebar activity here in the studio with boxes flying and people zipping in and out, and I have no idea what's going on there. But I'm going to continue to focus on the point that I'm trying to make.
You have to.
Joyce Meyer Ministries pulled their radio programming. Now you're saying, why are we still listening to her on WCNO? Well, because we had put the word out that they were pulling that. They were going to podcasts and other types of things, and it was not going to cost them any money. So they were trying to save money. Understand that. But we continue to play because we have people that heard what was happening and said, can we help pay to keep her on the air? And that's why we mm-hmm. continue to air. 15 minutes in the word now is her program every morning, right. every weekday morning. But keep in mind, this is the whole shape of how ministries do radio is mm-hmm. beginning to change. But some of that rests, that change rests within the hands of the listeners who appreciate the programs. Mm-hmm. And if you will get a hold of them through their websites, which is the best way, and if you can't find it, you can call us. We can give you the website for the whatever ministry or ministries you enjoy listening to. And just send them a letter, a quick note. I listen to you every day on WCNO, and my life's been blessed, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's big for them.
Right.
And it might mean that another ministry might not pull their program from WCNO because they're not getting enough input mm-hmm. from our listeners. So
right.
that's something we can't do except ask you to do it. You know, we can't make that happen, but you can.
Well, Joyce Meyer's program, she took all of her programming, all of the programs off. It wasn't just us.
Right. It was every radio station nationwide.
Right. And also, the Holy Land Moments. We also had received an email from them that they were discontinuing the Holy Land Moments. We've enjoyed that for a lot of years to keep track of what was happening in Israel. So they also withdrew their programming from Christian radio.
They did. Yeah, I enjoyed that little 2-minute, 2.5-minute thing. Okay, well, anyway, 772-221-1100 is the number to call, and we will be listening. We still have $1,500 to raise by 10:30. So be prayerful and ask God what he'd want you to do, and then let us know. We're going to go to some music, and we'll be right back.
Winter's come again, and I'm in need of changing. My heart is dead again, and I need your reviving. And Jesus, enter in, breathe upon these dry bones. Make me live again, take this heart cold as stone.
Wow, Jordan Bell, All Things New, and that's what God does. He makes all things new. Here we are at WCNO on the first Friday of our Prayer and Share event. It is an event, too, believe me. A wondrous event with a lot of different elements to it. Tremendous amounts of joy and discovery and tears sometimes. People share their testimonies and hear the power of God in their lives. Yeah, this is... Let me give you the number first, and then I'll share a few thoughts. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100. And, we depend on listeners to provide the bulk of our support, keeps us on the air. And we come to you twice a year, and we talk about a six-month budget. And that six-month budget for the longest time has been $225,000, which is the listener's part of the support. We do have some other smaller income streams. We do have ministry and business partners that partnerships that provide airtime in exchange for the gift. And the airtime varies depending on the amount of the gift. But get your business or your ministry promoted on the air at least 20 times a month. Those spots will air, and people will hear about your business or your ministry. We've had much success in people, because people call us and say, hey, do you know Christian business for whatever, that they need a service? Some kind, like air conditioning, which have a number of those, but pest control, all the things like that. And there's a lot of categories we don't have in business partnerships. Also, ministry partnerships. Tell us your ministry. Tell us about what you're doing, what God is having you do, the lives that you impact. And, of course, also encouragement for people to not just call you and find out how they might get involved, but also make donations. We want you to get funded as well as we do. We have a gift from Elizabeth in Palm Beach Gardens, a one-time pledge of $50. Thank you, Elizabeth. This is going to go against the $1,500 matching funds challenge that we currently have. And even though my math skills are not really very good, I can figure out that 50 from 1,500 is 1,450. So I'll celebrate my little accomplishment there, and also celebrate knocking down that $1,500. 772-221-1100 is the number to call to make a gift, donation, or a pledge. And, of course, we like to demark the difference between a donation is you call up and right away you give us a bank card so that we will be able to put that money right into the system. But you may also call and you say, God has told me to give X number of dollars, and I want to do that. I don't have the money right now, but you do have the desire. And we will take that desire and we'll record it. We'll send you a thank you letter and a return envelope in the mail. And then when God does finally provide the money that you had on your heart to give, then you can send in a check or a money order or call in, provide with a bank card. But it's just between you and God. This is a faith. We're all involved in the faith ministry here. We trust God. You trust God. Right now, God may be stirring up your heart to make a gift. And if he is, then I know you're going to listen to him. And I know you're going to want to do what he says. And so when he's finally given you the green light, then give us a call and make a pledge. Now, you can also donate online through the website. Our website is WCNO.com. And there's a donate here button on the front, on the home page when you get there, and you can follow the prompts and fill out the proper page. Either it's a pledge or it's going to be a direct donation. You can also text WCNO to 24365. And that's a marvelous means of doing a gift. You're on the go, especially. You need a bank card for that, but you can make either a one-time gift or a monthly commitment. And I shared that, so my wife and I made our monthly commitment. And when we get an acknowledgement every month, when that comes through, the email, it comes in my email. I can go into that software, and let's say that God put it in our heart to increase the gift mail, go in there and do that. Or maybe we're in a situation where we need to reduce it. We can go in there and do that too. So that gives plenty of flexibility to the giver. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. we've barely scratched the surface on this matching funds challenge, but I think maybe Karen has. Do you have something to talk about in light of that? Oh, I'll get you your mic on.
I certainly do.
Well, then
Jonathan just handed me this.
He did. Cool. It looks like a check.
It is.
Okay. Wow.
And so our brother Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry here on Saturday mornings at 7:30 every Saturday morning. His wife just brought in a lot of donuts.
She did. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, of course, and coffee and juice and sandwiches. As well as a $500 donation.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Ezekiel.
You.
This is a great ministry, Lively Stones Ministry.
Yeah.
He's on the air every Saturday at 7:30 a.m., preaching the Word of God. It's fresh. It's real. And I encourage you to tune in and listen to him. And then he's been so generous in so many other ways.
Yes,
so.
He is.
Well, I'm going to, that's for this, so I am going to put that
right
500
towards this. So the timing was perfect on that.
Well, yes.
Because his wife, Milagros, brought it in, and this is her day off, so she's doing her errands and stuff.
Oh, what a sweetie.
But thank you for those donuts. I had to check them to make sure they were okay.
did you run a quality control test on?
Good for you. And I may have to do another one soon. Make sure they're still nice and fresh.
I admire that, Karen, that you're not going to just let things go.
No, right on top of it.
We're not going to be guesswork. We're going to be exactly looking into that. Well, let me tell you that because of Ezekiel and Milagros' gift from Lively Stones Ministries, $500, we are now down to $950 that needs to be raised. But wait, there's more. We also had a pledge from someone who's giving in memory of Pastor Woody Watkins. Mm-hmm. And there's lovely people every time they do this from Palm City here. And that's $60. Mm-hmm. So even with my rudimentary math skills, I know that $950 less $60. Well, actually, I'm going to do it on the thing here. It's $890. Well, this is great, and thank you for that. And we do celebrate the memory of Pastor Woody Watkins, all the lives that he touched in so many ways. The love of God.
He was a wonderful man.
Oh, truly. Love of God that was poured out through this man's life and ministry is immeasurable. And so many know the Lord today because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for his life and ministry and for the people who continue to remember him. So at this point, we now have $890 left to raise of this $1,500. And we will say, as part of this praise report, is Karen had suggested a 10:30 ending for this.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still well along. We are still like over an hour and a half before that time is up, and we are so well along. But do not, let us not rest on our laurels here, because... as time goes on, and we still need to meet this $890 that's left, 772-221-1100, that's 772-221-1100, is the number to call. And we're going to go to some music, and we shall return momentarily.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in him. Ever faithful to the end. Jesus, what a friend. What
J. Vernon started, and we didn't want him to.
He's trying to jump in there.
He wanted to jump in, and I know he's got a great message, but we don't know if we're going to play him in this as we go through the day. So at any rate, we continue then to work on this matching funds challenge. We're now down to $890 from $1,500, and that's a tremendous